Hello, Audio Candy. This is Carolina Girl 79, and I thought that I would have a little fun and do the first times questionnaire that was posted as my first post. Well, besides my verification, but that doesn't really count. So anyway, here we go. The first question is, tell us about your first crush. So my first crush was in kindergarten. Well, that I remember. And that meant something, was in kindergarten. And his name was Jonathan. And he was very sweet. And he and I were best buddies. And I mean, I know he moved. I think he moved at Christmas. So he wasn't there the whole year, which really bummed me out. But the thing I remember the most is he and I would play He-Man and She-Ra. And there was another little girl whose name I can't remember. And she wanted to play with us one day. And she wanted to be She-Ra. And she and I were fighting over who was going to be She-Ra. And I remember so clearly him saying, "Girls, girls, you can be twin She-Ras." And yeah, that just melted me. I was so happy. He was adorable, and we played He-Man and She-Ra together, and that's sort of dating me, but I'm okay with that because my username dates me anyway. So, anyway, moving on. Number two, the first time you were asked out or asked someone out. Oh, and my cat decided to join us. She's going away. Sorry about that. She jumped up on my desk right in front of my. I record on my phone, and she jumped up right in front of my phone. So, probably had a little. That was probably loud. I apologize. Anyway, first time I was asked out or asked someone out. The first time I was asked out, I think I was in eighth grade. I was a bit of a late bloomer, if you will. I was in eighth grade, and this is important for another story, another question coming up. I was in a youth group at my church growing up, and I was pretty active in the youth group, but I wasn't popular. There was definitely a popular crowd in the youth group, and I was not part of it, but I wanted to be. And so when I was in eighth grade, one of the popular guys asked me out, and I don't really know why. I don't think it was a joke. Like, I think he genuinely did like me, which was odd to me. But we went on a double date with his best friend, who was the pastor's son, and his girlfriend, who I'm still friends with today. And we went and played putt-putt and mini golf and rode go-karts. And it was tons of fun. And we dated for like a month. He was a year older than me, so he was in high school. And at the end of the year, at the end of the school year, he broke up with me, which was a bummer because then, because we were in the same youth group, we had like 4 or 5 trips that summer that we went on together with my ex-boyfriend. And I was in eighth grade, and so I thought my world was ending, and it was horrible. And yeah, we're still friends. Like, we talk every now and then. His birthday was not too long ago, and I sent him a text and told him happy birthday. And yeah, it was, God, that was a very embarrassing time. But yeah, that was the first guy who asked me out. I don't remember him actually asking me out. I think his friend's girlfriend might have actually asked me out for him. But that was my first date and my first boyfriend. So I probably gave you way more detail than you really needed to know. Oh well. Oh, number three. The first time you experienced what you consider to be real fear. I mean, given this a lot of thought, and there's several times that I can think about this. And oh, there's my cat again. And she's messing up my phone. Oh. Yeah, sorry about that. That was my cat again. That probably really, I probably should just stop this and stop and redo it, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to power through. First time I experienced real fear. So I didn't even think about this story until I just read that question again. When I was in college, I went whitewater rafting. And at the very, it's pretty tame. Like, it's a total beginner's thing. Like, anybody goes. Like, they have 80-year-old women that do it. You know, anybody can go on this. It's no big deal. But at the very, very end, there's this one big rapid, and there's a rock right in the middle of the river. And if you get caught on the rock, it can be sort of dangerous if you're trying to get around, like you have to try and paddle around it. And they tell you not to get caught on the rock because it can get dangerous. So I'd been on this before. I'd done this before with my youth group from high school, actually. This is a different group in college, though. And so we're paddling down, and no big deal. We're having fun. And then we get to this last rapid, and of course, we get caught on the rock. And I think we somehow flipped the raft, and I wound up in the river. And I remember, I think my foot got caught on something in the water. And I just remember being pulled under and being so scared. And I shook for hours after that because I was so scared. It felt like it took forever for somebody to pull us out. And honestly, in all honesty, it probably only was 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, I wasn't under that long, but I was probably only in the river for 2 or 3 minutes, but it just felt like forever. So I think that's probably the first time there was real fear, or fear for my life, I think. That's not really what the question says, but fear for my life. The first time you saw your favorite movie. Okay. So this is what the second question that it is important to know about the youth group in high school. We were on a mission trip. I was such a good girl. I was such a good girl until college, and then it all went wrong. But anyways, so we were on a mission trip, and we had a free afternoon, and we decided we were going to go see a movie as a group. And we went to go see Jurassic Park. Once again, dating myself, it was still in the, it was like the week it had come out in the theaters, and we were all really excited. It was going to be really fun. And I remember being mesmerized by that movie. I cannot remember, I'm pretty sure I had read the book beforehand. I think that was when I was in my big Michael Crichton phase. And I remember sitting in the theater just being awestruck by this movie. It was big and it was loud and it was fantastic. And that was my introduction to the love of my life, Jeff Goldblum. And it was just unreal. I mean, I think it was one of the first movies I'd ever seen. I had read the book beforehand. It was one of the first movies I had ever seen, that had been made out of a book that I had read. And I nitpicked every little thing that was wrong with that was different from the book because I had just read it not too long before. And but I remember sitting in the theater being terrified, but thinking this music is beautiful. I want to get the soundtrack and I love everything, but I was so scared. And it was maybe that was when I had first fear. I don't know. But it was just I mean, it was just this larger than life experience. And I still, whenever that movie's on TV, I always have to watch it. I am desperately, anxiously waiting for Jurassic World to come out this summer. I don't go see movies the weekend they come out, but I might have to go see that movie the weekend it comes out. I'm very, very, very excited about it. So yeah, Jurassic Park. And then number five, the first time you watched porn, saw something pornographic. So I don't know if you would consider this, it wasn't a porn. It was actually like a, it wasn't a mainstream movie, but when I was in high school, I worked at Blockbuster Video, high school and college. And the thing about Blockbuster is there was, at the time, they had all these like B and C movies. I mean, they were, not popular movies, but they would get the most, they would just get the craziest movies in. And working there, you would see all the crazy movies that they would have. And there was one called Threesome, and it had Stephen Baldwin and oh, who was in it? I'm gonna have to look this up because it's gonna make me crazy. It was Stephen Baldwin and another guy and another girl. And look it up. I'm sitting here at my computer anyway. And they were best friends. What had happened was the girl, they were roommates in college, and Laura Flynn Boyle and Josh Charles and Stephen Baldwin. And so the girl had a boy's name, Alex, and they were all assigned to a three-person dorm in college by accident because her name was, they thought it was three boys. And so Josh Charles plays a bisexual guy, and Stephen Baldwin is like this super hetero guy. And the girl falls for both of the guys. The Josh Charles character, the bisexual one, falls for both of them, and the super hetero guy falls for the girl. So it turns into they wind up having these, this threesome relationship. And there's one scene that is, I mean, it's not porn, but it is like it's pretty gra I don't know, you don't see like their cocks or anything, but it's graphic enough. I mean, it was graphic enough for a high school kid who was a goody-goody and what had no exposure to that kind of thing, because at that point I had not watched porn. That was the naughtiest I got, was mainstream, movies with some sex scenes in it. So the scene was they had a threesome, and she had sex with both of them. One of the, trying to put this delicately, and I don't know why. She had sex with, she was double penetrated by them, and it was beautiful, and it was erotic, and it was amazing. Like, I rented that movie so much, and I'm sure that people thought that I was some sort of perv. Luckily, you could kind of check out your own movies, and so if as long as nobody checked my history, then it really wasn't obvious that I was always checking this movie out. But yeah, I watched it a lot when I worked at Blockbuster. Yeah, so that was probably the first pornographic thing that I saw. So, yeah, that's my questions. Yeah, I hope, I can't believe you guys are actually listening to this. Hopefully it's not too boring. And so have a great day, Audio Candy. Thanks.